close link between healthy wetlands and healthy people has been known since times before the British colonisation of Australia. The Yorta Yorta and other Aboriginal nations met regularly to grow, gather, and trade foods and other resources on the banks of what is now the Winton Wetlands in northeast Victoria. Participants at the 2019 Winton Wetlands Science Forum heard how people are connecting with nature and health at these wetlands and elsewhere across Australia and New Zealand. As part of the forum, Professor Peter Horwitz travelled from Edith Cowan University to set the scene, describing how the link between people's health and water was first established.
The origins of public health can probably be traced back to a cholera outbreak in London in the 1850s or something, where Dr. John Snow, who was an anaesthetist, plotted the distribution of the people who were dying in the suburb of Soho in London and worked out that most of them were getting their water from a particular pump. And he said, well, if cholera is waterborne, then, and if we took the handle off the pump, then if they got their water from somewhere else, then there shouldn't be the same sort of spread of disease and the same sort of fatalities. And he was right. The epidemic stopped. Well, that was the birth, really, of the field of epidemiology, which is a study of epidemics, you know. So the connection between people, human wastes and wetlands goes back to there. And, of course, there are other waterborne diseases. Typhoid's another big one. And vector-borne diseases like malaria, they're all related. You know, these are big health issues worldwide. So that where the environment is a reservoir for the disease and where we have to be concerned about wetland management.
What are the challenges in dealing with this connection between wetlands and public?
Particularly now, because what we have to be careful of, if we focus too much on diseases like that, well, what we see as wetlands is only a source of disease. So it's all a little bit too negative. We know personally the benefits that we get when we go out into a wetland and we experience wetland and we get that sense of stress relief. Somehow we have to turn that language around completely about the environment and wetlands not being just a source of ill health.
What sorts of things do wetlands provide?
Firstly, we use wetlands for our own hydration, so we get our water from wetlands, and we need good quality water, so we need all of the things that go with a wetland that lead to the water purification and water filtering and so on, and, you know, the functions of the wetland that actually give us that pure water as well. We use water for growing our food. And there are also particular forms of nutrition in wetlands themselves. There's core human requirements of hydration and nutrition and food, even items of shelter. You know, all of those things come from wetlands. We also use wetlands for the things that we do in wetlands. So around here, for example, there's a lot of recreation occurring around here. There's education. There's a sense of place for the people who live here and experience this as part of their place. They're things that go to our own well-being. They're cultural services. So these are the free services that ecosystems give us.
What's this mean for wetlands and the way we manage wetlands then?
As wetland managers, we're maintaining the biodiversity, but we're also restoring. We're bringing systems back, or we're allowing them to develop into something that isn't a degraded state. These activities are going to have health outcomes. People are either going to benefit from them or that there might be a disbenefit. If we monitor people's health and if we're aware of people's health in the way that people engage with these activities in wetland management, then we should really get evidence for why this needs to be done more. And we know that it has spin-off benefits for people's well-being. We just need that information. We need to be able to demonstrate it. Good example is everywhere around us is funding to keep these fabulous places alive, like this one, and going and financially sustained into the future. But for that, you need public support. You need ministerial support. The evidence is what we need. And so far, we haven't been particularly good about that as wetland managers. We haven't engaged with the health sector as well as we could to get that information that we need to argue our case to keep this stuff going.
This ends part one of this podcast on connecting people and wetlands to health. Click on the slide below to hear part two.